All right, 8:23 is the time. The public information officer for the Harris County, Texas Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Mike Urich, joining us on the Newsmaker line. Mike, thank you so much for joining us during, frankly, a catastrophic time in your neck of the woods.
Good morning, sir. I just want to thank you all for taking interest in us.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking with our AccuWeather meteorologist, Joe Lumberg, earlier this morning, and I said, compare this storm to Katrina, because today is the anniversary of Katrina, which blew through New Orleans back on this day in 2005, and asking about the rainfall. And he said, oh, no, this rainfall is a lot more than what New Orleans dealt with Hurricane Katrina. And the fact that some areas are going to see over 50 inches of rain, I bet you never thought that you'd see the day where this would happen.
No. I was actively involved in the Katrina, the relief effort here in the greater Houston area. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think we brought in anywhere around a quarter of a million evacuees from New Orleans. And since you mentioned Katrina was for emergency management and preparedness. Katrina was a turn point for our country, at least those of us on the Gulf Coast. Since Katrina, the local, we call them served agencies, your counties and cities, even state agencies, have so ramped up their emergency preparedness and infrastructure. It's wonderful. If you don't learn from the past, you are destined to repeat it. Well, we're trying not to repeat that.
I understand that the greatest damage here has been 150 miles to the east in the greater Houston Harris County area, and that's you. Describe exactly what has taken place to that area.
Yes, sir. I actually came on land just a little bit northeast of Corpus Christi in a community. It's known as Rockport and Fulton. Mm. That was ground zero for the storm, but this was such a broad storm that and y'all know because you get storms that way as well. The outer bands, especially on the east side, which is the wet side of the storm, were impacting the greater Houston area, and that's 150 miles up the coast. Mm-hmm. And the outer bands just kept training and training and training and just would not stop and just continued to dump rain on the greater Houston area. And that's been a real issue, at least in my mind. Of course, I'm in that affected zone. Yes, the people down in Rockport, Fulton, they don't have homes or businesses or jobs or anything else anymore. But the number of affected people down there was just a small token of what's affected here.
And sadly, I understand there have been 9 deaths reported so far, and they expect more after the floodwaters recede.
I don't know the exact number, but I will accept that as probably being very accurate. It's been a fun few days. Of course, you know, you're asking primarily about the amateur radio involvement.
Yes.
One of the things that all agencies are charged with doing is having an emergency form of communications. And most of the agencies will look to amateur radio for that because we are what's now known as a term called interoperability. I can come up to your area and bring my radios with me, and with just a matter of moments of doing some field programming on the radios, I can talk to the amateurs in your media community too. Whereas if your law enforcement, fire, EMS were to come down here, their communication systems would be completely incompatible with ours.
Mm-hmm.
So the interoperability is one of the things that we bring to the table that the agencies can't necessarily do for themselves.
Now, with amateur radio, how are you guys powered? Because obviously power is something that gets affected quite a bit by these storms.
Actually, most of our radios actually run off 12 volts, so we'll have power converters convert 110 down to 12 volts. But since they are run on 12 volts DC, we can power them from storage batteries, either deep cell, deep cycle RV type batteries, or run off your alternator in your vehicle, or off the battery in your alternator, and just recharge that with your car. Even solar charging batteries and such as that. So the power of the radios is not a problem. That's one of our least issues we worry about.
Is amateur radio the last line of communication when everything else fails?
that magic term, when all else fails. We think so. And again, that goes back to the modern communication systems that you see with your served agencies are very sophisticated digital narrowband radio systems, very expensive radios. If you look at your average patrol officer out in the street, the radio he's carrying on his side is probably anywhere in a $2,500 to $3,000 range. They're very rugged, very durable, but they're also very, very expensive. Our radios are much simpler and easier, and the simplicity is what makes it great. Like I said, I can come to your area of the country and be able to operate with your people quite easily. And we can operate what we call simplex modes. Citizen band is a simplex mode. You transmit and receive on the same frequency, does not require any additional infrastructure. So not only do we use repeaters like your served agencies will use for their services, well, we can also get down to the simplex range too and communicate, you know, significant distances on simplex. And of course, then we get we can get on the high frequencies bands and get down in HF and communicate worldwide.
Well, I was going to ask how far can you broadcast?
We have essentially 17 bands that we can operate on. And each band will have its own characteristics of how far whatever power range might take you on a band. As an example, most bands were allowed to operate up to 1,500 watts on almost all of our bands. And with 1,500 watts up on the VHF, UHF bands, we're not going to go much further than the local, maybe 200-300 miles, depending on which mode you're using. But I can talk to Europe from Houston on 5 watts on HF.
So that's amazing.
the power and the band is not always correlate.
We're talking with Mike Urich, Public Information Officer for the Harris County, Texas Amateur Radio Emergency Service. And folks, Mr. Urich just completed a 42-hour marathon working at the Operations Center. I take it that you're going on pure adrenaline given the situation there.
Well, our role has actually become much easier over the last years. You know, as I mentioned, that the infrastructure of at least along the Gulf Coast has so greatly improved from the emergency management standpoint. They are so much better prepared than what they were even 15 years ago. So our role has diminished some, but we still, in the emergency operations centers, we still have almost every emergency operations center along the Gulf Coast has a ham radio station inside of it, albeit some of them might be very small. The one at Harris County Homeland Security is a very extensive ham radio station. We have 5 operating positions in there. Not only can we operate on all the ham radio bands, we also have radios that we can talk to Coast Guard directly, talk to American Red Cross directly. We can have HF radio. We can talk to the world if necessary or anywhere in the United States. So get out of our immediate area. So of course, I was the reason I got 42 hours is we were do 6-hour rotation standard, at least 2 operators every on a shift at 6 hours. And me and my partner got down there, and we got rained in. We got flooded in. The going back to the rain and the training, the rain just kept coming and coming and coming, and we were stranded. Nobody could get in to relieve us, and we could not get out. So I pulled actually I was tired when I said 42 hours. It was actually 44 by the time I got out of there yesterday.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you were able to do so and safely for that matter. I have to ask, certainly, what's the morale like for the first responders at this point, several days into this?
It's great. It's great. It's what we do. I'm a former volunteer firefighter EMT myself, and it's what we do. You think about it. 4 days later, you just get out, you do what you have told your community you will do. You've raised your right hand and said, here am I, send me. And you do it, and you do it. And we're fortunate and blessed. Texas and at least the counties along the Gulf Coast just are so supportive of of emergency services, whether if it's volunteer or career fire and EMS or law enforcement. We have the support. We have our governor is just right on target with, especially with this, so supportive of everything that we're doing. I don't know if you saw any of the news reports yesterday. We were joking about this at the EOC yesterday morning. We call it the redneck Navy. And we had so much flooding that every fisherman that would bring out his bass boat or even a John boat,
right,
were getting their boats out into water, getting into communities and rescuing people and getting them out to where they could get picked up and taken to a shelter. So when you're a first responder and you see your community stepping up and assisting, you just pick up the torch and keep right on going.
Now, you had made mention of the fact that the infrastructure in the Gulf Coast has greatly improved over the last couple of years so that you've been needed less. Let me ask you, though, have you had to use the ham radios, the amateur radios here in the last several days, or is everything held up that you haven't had to go to that yet?
One of the things we're doing, and this is, and I can speak specifically for Harris County, is we have some very elaborate repeater systems here in Harris County. And so all the hams know where to go. And as you're out trying to get around and take care of business, run errands, or whatever you need to do, and if you run across something that needs to be attended to, that you can call in on a repeater. We have a internet program called WebEOC that many of the hams have access to. And of course, we can do it in EOC. So somebody can call in on a repeater, call us at Transtar, and say, hey, I'm at this location, and we need additional rescue. They can't seem to get the 911, blah, blah. And we can put it into the WIP EOC and escalate it so it goes right to our logistics chief, who will quickly look at it and immediately send it over to operations.
Right, so you're another mode of communication. You're right, you're another mode of communication for those other ham operators that are out and about in the field, if you will. They can respond back to you and say, hey, here's what we need. And then, as you just mentioned, it gets passed up the chain.
Exactly. And so we just become another set of eyes and ears.
Gotcha, right.
Our logistics chief walks into the EOC yesterday morning, looks at me. He's a great guy, and we're good friends. He walks in, looks at me, he says, you, get on the internet. I need a pinto hitch for a 2-inch receiver. We had a trailer out in the parking lot that needed to be moved, and it had a pinto hitch on it, not your typical ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we had trucks with all kinds of receiver hitches and 2-inch balls, but none of them had a pinto hitch. So I'm on the internet finding a pinto hitch that we can go buy and come back and put it on a truck so we can move this trailer that needed to be moved. So it's just not all about communications. It's assist the agency, whatever we can do to assist.
Right. No, most certainly. And so in terms of, though, if at the EOC, if the radio systems there, if they broke down, then they would also come to you, and then you would almost, and you would be the dispatcher, if you was, compared to having people contact you and then passing it up the chain. Right. So, I mean, that's the dual purpose that you serve there with amateur radio.
Well, and that's exactly true, and thank you for bringing that up. We became very worried. Let's see, this is what, Tuesday? I guess it was Sunday. The flooding has just been horrendous, and we've been losing power to buildings all through downtown. Of course, PHF, UHF communication systems need antennas at very high places, and Harris County has an 800 megahertz trunked radio system. It's a very elaborate system.
Mm-hmm.
And the building where the core of this system is based at had lost power. So they're running on an emergency generator,
right,
which is what we plan to do. That's not a problem. But they're saying, okay, it's been running a couple hours. Let's send somebody over there just to check the generator, make sure everything's running okay. And they walked in, and the room was flooded.
Oh, boy.
And the water was reaching the top of the fuel tank. And so it became a very dire emergency. So I was writing what's called an incident action plan and gathering resources, identifying resources, what repeaters we were going to use and what we were going to do. So I got pushed into a mode of, okay, if we lose this system, how are we going to provide communications to 4,000 law enforcement officers in Harris County?
Mm. Well, and that would be all through your ham radio in a lot of ways, right?
Oh, exactly. So it's identifying which repeaters we're going to use where and how and when and who's going to be on them. And because Harris County is a very large county. We're somewhere in 1,800 to 2,000 square mile size. So I don't know how big Delaware is. I was stationed in Baltimore for a while and have been through the shipyards in Philadelphia, so I'm familiar with the area. But, yeah, our county is 1,800 to 2,000 square miles, serving about 4.5 million people. So it's where we're going to use these at, or what assets do we have available, where are we going to use them, and what are we going to use them for.
Yeah. Mike, I got to let you go. We've got news to get to, but certainly happy to have you on with this big story. We certainly wanted to keep in touch. I understand, obviously, the Red Cross has set things up where you could call to donate at redcross.org. You could text the word Harvey to 90999 to make a $10 donation or call 800-RED-CROSS. Is there anything else that you would like those on the Delmarva Peninsula to know in terms of how they can help folks in that area?
The big thing you can do is pay attention to the media, watch what's going on, pray for us. We will take that as well as donations. And, of course, the volunteer like Red Cross and other things definitely will need assistance during this. We've got a lot of dislocated people.
All right, Mike, we send our thoughts and prayers out. Thank you so much. Thanks for the job that you folks do in emergency operations to keep people safe. And we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much, and thank you for y'all's interest in us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Mike Urich, Public Information Officer for the Harris County, Texas Amateur Radio Emergency Service there. I know we're over, but with the severity of that weather and the storm and the rain, thought it was important to talk to Mike and get that information. And folks, you know, that's certainly something on the peninsula. There comes a time where, you know, hopefully we don't get into a situation that they do, but where we live, you know, it's always possible. That's for sure. But thank the Lord it's not us, but we send our thoughts and prayers to those who are affected. All right, news is on the way.
Mike Bradley in the morning on WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Ocean City, the talk of Delmarva.